Hi, I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter.
You're listening to Catskill Cabin Conversations on WGXE Aycraft 90.7 FM.
On each show, invited guests will be asked to discuss a number of items that they intend taking with them on their Catskill Cabin getaway. As we discuss their chosen items, it is hoped that you, the listener, will enjoy getting to know that person a little bit better.
Today's show will feature WGXE's station manager and managing news editor and previous Catskill Cabin Conversation guest, Lynn Slonica, as we discuss the pullover pledge drive. Lynn.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
I know, can you believe I agreed to do this?
A blast from the past.
Yeah, it was like back in 62.
So tell us about this pullover pledge drive.
Well, first the name.
Hold on, yeah, pullover. Hold on.
Yeah, pullover. Yeah, there's discussion about whether that means a sweater or what you do with your car. Mm-hmm. But it's more about listening to the radio in your car and pulling over to take action, to call, and to pledge your support to WGXE.
Excellent.
It's not about the exercise dumbbell pullovers.
No, actually, that wasn't an option we thought about.
It's not pulling one over on someone.
Maybe.
Could be.
It is trick-or-treating coming up, Halloween.
Yeah, that's true.
Are you going to dress up?
No. I scare people without dressing up. Why bother?
I have pictorial evidence in my phone that shows Hank, Mike's dog, dressed as a lion.
He was pretty adorable
last year. And I'll show you the pictures once we have an opportunity.
Well, I did see pictures of him earlier just in normal dress. He's pretty cute.
Does he wear a dress? This is something you've not told me.
Hey, it's 2018, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but he is a cutie. We're going to enter him in a local Halloween costume contest for dogs. But we just couldn't agree on anything, and he does not like wearing.
Does he talk as well?
Sometimes.
I'm not wearing that.
He's stubborn. And,
does it make me look fat?
How's my ass in this?
Some of them do. Some of them do. But we thought he hated the lion costume. And it came with this, a mane, which looked adorable. And then it also came with a little tuft of fur for his tail. And he just kept pulling that off. So we thought, that's a pretty great costume. But if we enter him in that, it's going to be impossible to keep him in it. And maybe next year we'll get him into the Halloween dog costume contest.
I've never heard of a Halloween dog contest.
It's 2018, man. We're coming up with all sorts of crazy stuff. It's a crazy time.
So what's been happening?
Well, what's been happening? Well, we're recording this in our newish Hudson location.
Yes.
We've been here since April 1st. We're in the First Presbyterian Church, Warren Street and 4th Street. And this was a great move for us.
Yeah.
It seems like a very nice location.
It's very nice and spacious. Mike and I, sorry about that grammar there. That was a misstep for me there.
That's all right.
I'm usually fantastic when it comes to grammar.
Well, let's not push it.
Mike and I, we usually take our show on the road. So it's been a very rare occasion since we've been here.
I know.
So
it's been a long time.
It's good to be here, actually.
Yes, yeah. It's good to be back.
As you probably saw when you came in, this is very different from our other studio because we have a lot of people who just come by.
Cool.
And it's easier for people to get to us.
Well, is it cool or is there times when it's a little bit obstructive in terms of people trying to do shows? And
it could be. Right. Yeah, it can be, I should say. But yeah, exactly. But you roll with it.
Hey, right. Community radio.
Yeah.
You know, that's great, getting people to turn out. And
right.
You know, what a phenomenal opportunity.
Did he bring cakes and donuts? And
no, we haven't. We have to train people to
right,
do that.
Right, I was going to say, tell them to beat it if they don't bring stuff.
Where is the little white box?
That's right. I'm sorry. We need donuts to speak with you.
Yeah, and if you don't bring them, you're no getting in.
You know, Andy, you mentioned we've been on the road a lot. And the premise of our show, we're going to be talking a lot about the pullover pledge drive, but we're also going to be asking each other some questions.
Sure.
And I thought this would work naturally into my first question, since we've been on the road a lot. What is the longest road trip you've ever taken?
Wow.
What would you guys think about that? In all your travels?
The longest road trip.
Maybe in Europe, in the United States?
Well, I was kind of on a vacation road trip over about five states. And it was me and my former wife, Kelly, and Mary and Greg, our friends. And it was, I think we started off in Arizona, ended up in Wyoming, New Mexico.
Wow.
Las Vegas. We took in the Hoover Dam and all of that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then we pulled over a lot to take pictures, which was quite interesting. I'm trying. So yeah, it was great, and you know, and then we went from Las Vegas, I think, to California, and then we ditched the car in California, and we flew home.
That is a long road trip.
That's right. Yeah. So were you listening to the radio while you were in the car all that time?
Probably, but I can't remember, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's one from Hoover Dam to Las Vegas. I always remember there was a massively long road that I could see for, must have been about 10 miles, just a straight road.
Uh-huh.
And it was bizarre looking because I'd never seen a road that long before. Right. And it was, you know, it was, it may have been a really famous road for all I know, but it was really interesting.
Mm. Now, this was years ago.
This was, maybe turn of the century.
Probably before WGXC was conceived.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before it was even around.
Now, in order for WGXC to be conceived, two radio stations had to make out.
Good heavens, man.
WGAR and maybe ARXC.
No, it's not a merger. We are unique. We came out of the muck and the mire.
Right.
You know, we're here. We're unique. We're, you know.
Unique way.
Yeah. We're not related to any other radio station.
Right.
And given that, so on your road trip, you couldn't pull over and pledge money like we hope that people will.
No.
And what is the goal? It's $25,000?
Well, we want people to become sustaining supporters. Mm. I don't know how much do you guys know about sustaining support?
Well, it's people who will pay a fixed amount either per year or per month.
Per month, yeah.
Yeah.
Most people give per month.
Yeah. $5 a month times 12 months.
Right.
It's 60 bucks.
So we want to build up our base of sustaining supporters.
Sustaining supporters.
So we're hoping to, our objective is to sign up 250 new sustaining supporters.
Right, and where are we at the moment?
Right now we are at 13.
Right.
We only just started.
Hey, hopefully by the just time started, 13's great.
Mm-hmm. So. That's right. And so, see, the objective is to eventually end the pledge drive as we've come to know it.
Right.
This thing where you have a big block of money that you want to raise, and you get on the air and you pitch and you pitch and you pitch. And if you make your total, you make your total. If you don't, you have a problem. So if we had 500 sustaining supporters at $10 a month, that would probably end the pledge drive as we know it.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, it is fantastic. And that's regular income we can depend on every month.
Mm.
And, you know, allowing for maintenance, somebody moving away, changing their mind, losing their job, whatever it might be, that they're no longer a sustaining supporter.
Yeah.
That's much, much less wear and tear on people.
Yeah. I mean, this is a fantastic radio station. And not only that, you know, in order for guys like me who are less talented to stay on the air, we need this money. You know,
we do. And it's also like it's engaging with your listeners in a way that's very concrete and very specific. You're asking people to invest in what we do here. Mm-hmm. And to
I'm currently in a bad mood because Mike never corrected me when I said less talented.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, he's got a point. I mean, what do you mean, Andy? That's preposterous.
We couldn't do this without you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So
pull over if you're driving or wherever it is you are in life. Pull over and support community radio at WGXC by donating online at wgxc.org/donate. Or you can pledge by phone at 518-697-7400. Or you can mail a check payable to WGXC C/O. Is that courtesy of?
Care of.
Care of Wave Farm, 5562 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And if that was a little too fast, worry not. We'll come back to it.
Can people still just donate one-offs?
Absolutely.
So
yeah, and we've had quite a few of those so far too.
Right, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, a pullover in Britain is called a jumper.
Right.
I was going to ask you that because I remember from a previous show we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
A jumper.
So, are you thinking of this as the jumper pledge drive?
This is a jumper pledge drive.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound good.
No, I suppose we could try and find out what a pullover is in various countries.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sweden.
That's right. It's true.
Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. Brazil.
Yeah.
Tanzania.
Yeah, I didn't find any of that. I was going to ask you in my notes on what it was called in the UK, and you beat me to it.
I'm sorry.
Jeez, man.
See, I'm talented.
But I was going to ask Lynn, your longest road trip.
My longest road trip. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That was definitely in North America. I moved to California when I left college, after I graduated from college.
Right.
And moved by driving across. We went.
Do you know what college it was, Mike?
I don't remember.
Carnegie Mellon.
Well, you remember that.
Yeah.
Well done.
Andrew. Carnegie.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Mellon? Carnegie Mellon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No.
I'm talented. So.
But drove across from Pennsylvania, across Ohio, up through Wisconsin, Minnesota, and then up into Canada, and drove all the way west through Canada to Vancouver, and then south.
You just had to beat me, didn't you?
That must have been a beautiful drive.
It was a wonderful drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was in late. It was in late summer, so we crossed over. So
beautiful
from
colors
there.
Then.
Yes, and a very hot drive across the plains, and then you hit the mountains, and it was almost winter.
Oh wow!
It was great.
Some pretty remote areas.
Yes. We camped.
Did you pull
I
over?
Camped. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
My friend and I. Yeah.
What did you do for food?
Did you jump off?
Well, we foraged along the way.
Oh, I had to. Sorry.
So, yeah, I can't remember now how long it took because we take our time. It was over a month.
You said you foraged?
No, that was
euphoria.
I was kidding. No, we stopped, it we were
restaurants
going through
and
restaurants
stores
and picked up food to cook along the way.
Yeah. Right, cool. Was it a car or was that like a minivan or something?
In my Volkswagen Bug.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it a back engine or front engine?
It was a back engine. It was a classic.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. All my worldly possessions in my.
Were in the front of your car?
Yeah. In the back seat. Yeah.
Did you see some brilliant stars in the night sky when you were out there in Canada?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole concept of big sky, it's awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much we've talked about this in previous shows, but light pollution, you know, especially here in North America on the East Coast of the United States, you know, you can't really get away from it. And
I mean, it's not bad in the mountains. You know, when you're in the mountains, you do. I mean, remember that time we were given some coordinates for the space.
Oh yeah.
The what do you call it?
The space station.
The space station was going over the skies.
Oh,
at a particular coordinate,
mm-hmm.
And we were in Windham, and we were able to see it.
Yeah. You could.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So you can see stuff.
Yeah.
You know. So. But anyway, so. This is the Pullover Pledge Drive. You're listening to Andy and Mike and Lynn on the What Would Have Been the Catskill Cabin Conversations show. Still is the show, but...
It still is.
But yeah. we're doing a pledge drive.
The special pledge drive edition.
Yeah, the Pullover Pledge Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for 250 new sustaining monthly supporters. I was just about to say $6 a month, but it's actually...
Yeah, you can
give... $6 a month for 12 months, which would be
72.
Which would be a minimum. Obviously, if someone wants to to donate more, feel free. Mm-hmm. That would be fantastic. But that's what we're looking for at a minimum. So you can give us a call, 518-697-7400. You can do it online on wgxe.org/donate, or you can give us a contact us via mail or pop into the office, which is the mailing address at WGXE, care of Wave Farm, 5662 South 23 Acre, New York, 12405.
Remember that contributions are tax deductible.
Tax deductible. So, don't have that pizza tonight.
There you go.
Donate. Don't have that packet of cigarettes tonight. Donate.
But you can have a pizza next week.
You could have
a
pizza. Yeah.
And the week after that.
That's right.
Or if you are flush, you can have a pizza and donate.
But see, that's the beauty of sustaining support, because you can give $5 a month and still have money for pizza.
That's
true.
Yep, low impact.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly.
And it makes all the difference to the station.
It does. It makes a big difference. That's $60 a year.
Sorry, Mike.
And, you know, depending on your circumstances. The other thing, too, I should mention is that you actually, you create an account for yourself, and you do have the ability to increase or decrease the amount that you give, depending on your circumstances.
Yeah.
So you won't go knocking on someone's door if they have to cancel for whatever set of circumstances.
Right, right. We always like to know why people cancel. We want to make sure that it's not because we did something to offend them,
mm-hmm.
or there's something they find objectionable about the station.
Right.
Andy?
That's right.
Pull over your mouth, Mike.
But, yeah, but it allows you control over how much you give.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and as you say, if we can get 500 sustaining
supporters,
then we don't have to do things like the pledge drive tonight. Although we are enjoying chatting.
It is.
Lynn.
It is. So, no. So, pledge drives are fun. I think of them more as a celebration of who we are as an organization.
Yeah.
As a station.
So if we do get, or sorry, when we do get the 500 sustaining listeners, mm-hmm. will you miss the pledge drives?
No. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that. I won't miss the stress of, you know, not knowing whether we're going to make our goal.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
And what's the impact, so the listeners can understand, what's the impact of not making the goal?
For instance, right now, we didn't make our last goal in June. And so it has definitely had an impact on us on our day to day. We had a full time or an almost full time 2/3 person who was leaving for different reasons, but we're not able to replace her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that does have an impact.
And that's sad, isn't it? Because that person or that position is valuable.
It is.
To the integrity of the radio station.
Yeah. We run on a very lean budget to begin with, and with a very small staff.
Yeah.
So the loss of one person makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because of, you know, the value that WGXC brings to the community. As a community radio station based in New York's Greene and Columbia counties, it gives hands-on access and participation to local folks who want to get into radio and might not otherwise have the opportunity. And it gives the listeners a chance to hear something different and something creative and hear something local in an era where I think there's a movement more and more to return to local sources of food and entertainment and rather than national, homogenized, McDonaldized, single-serving. Mm-hmm.
Big box.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think depending on how you... regardless of how you feel about national politics right now, a lot of people are searching for ways that they can affect change, and doing that at a local level is much more feasible than thinking about wanting to change everything at a federal level or even a state level. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are focused on here. It doesn't mean that the national or the state news doesn't have a place in our conversation, but we're primarily focused on local.
Yeah.
I have a bit of trivia for you guys.
Oh, no.
Speaking of national level, there was a president who was pulled over repeatedly, I might add, for speeding. Can you name who that president was? While they were president, by the way.
While they were president?
They shouldn't have been driving.
Oh, so that means it had to have been...
Years and years and years ago.
Yeah. Oh, good question. Let me think.
Given that he was pulled over, I'm going to say Ford.
Gerald Ford, no. It was not Gerald Ford.
Calvin Coolidge.
It wasn't Silent Kale, not Calvin Coolidge. It throws you with a pulled over thing.
Hold on, was he pulled over on a horse and carriage?
Yes.
Oh. We assumed it was a car. I assumed.
So who would have been pulled over on a horse and carriage, and what period of time would that have been, like pre-1920?
Yeah.
Pre-1920.
I'm going to say Abraham Lincoln.
It wasn't Abraham Lincoln, although that is a good guess.
Oh, yeah, that was going to be my guess,
actually. You're very close. You're very close in terms of time, period.
So that means Johnson?
It wasn't after Johnson.
Grant.
It was Ulysses. Yeah,
I was going to say Grant.
He was racing his buggy on M Street, I believe, in Washington, D.C., and they ended up seizing his horse and buggy. He had been stopped, like, a number of times, and they took him to jail. And after the police hauled him to the police station, they were unsure if they could charge a sitting president if he had not been impeached, which is still a thing today. You know, can a sitting president be charged with a crime? It's something that we've never really tested before. And they ended up letting him pay a fine, and he walked back to the White House.
Wow, that's a great story.
Wow. Yeah.
And this, and I've heard he was racing Andrew Johnson, like in Central Park. I don't know how true that is, but these guys were kind of like real into speed at the time, and and one of the reasons I think the Washington D.C. I read they were cracking down on this Washington D.C. police was because a little girl was almost hit by a carriage that was going too fast on a corner. We've had trouble with folks speeding and for all throughout history. If only they would pull over and do things like pledge.
That's
to
right.
WGXC.
Yeah. Now before we get into another segment of promoting the pledge drive, Mike, which has been your longest journey on the road?
I believe it was when I drove to Batavia, picked up my dad, and we went backpacking with my cousin and some of his buddies down in Shenandoah Park.
Oh, nice.
And that was a really cool trip.
That's a beautiful place.
So where is Shenandoah Park? Where is
it? It was down in like the western part of Virginia.
Right. So how long did it take to drive there?
It was probably like 7 hours, something like that. I haven't gone on any really long road trips. It would have been that one or maybe Washington, D.C.
Right.
I think. Although, you
do
know,
you enjoy it or do you? Is it an annoyance driving all that time?
I do not like driving. I long for the day. I can't wait for self-driving cars where I can recline and watch a movie or take a nap.
Or until you're old enough that they take your license away.
Well, then the
car knows it's running out of gas. It pulls over.
Well, you know, eventually with self-driving cars, electric cars, they'll charge themselves. They'll charge fast. They'll go 100. You can get in the car at 11 o'clock at night, and you can wake up the next day.
Wow.
You know, 1,000 miles away. It'll be comfortable, and that's what's coming.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say I kind of see that, but obviously something's going to, it's always going to continue to improve.
Oh, yeah.
So why not?
Yeah.
Hey, you bring George Washington here, show him a car.
Would people need to leave the house just wear virtual reality glasses and just experience the world without actually putting clothes on? No pullovers on, nothing?
I can't get my head around that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Well, you know, this kind of leads to my next question.
No, I've got a question.
All right, we'll come back to it.
Oh, no, on you go. Yeah, if it's kind of thematic, I'll let you go.
It's pretty thematic. So we're thinking about the future, right?
Right.
And things that are to come, for the station. And what are you guys looking forward to about the future? What excites you about the future? And it can be about WGXC, it can be about your lives, it can be about anything. The news.
Well, I can start with the easy one about the radio station.
Yeah.
No, I just, you know, I want to see us here and thriving, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now.
Right.
And, you know, whatever that means, I think that we have to, and we have, we're able to change with the community and respond to mm-hmm. what the community wants. Communities is actually more accurate because we do work with multiples
yep.
of community.
Yep.
And be a hub for the people that both are on the air, but also especially for listeners, that they come to us and find what they're looking for.
Fantastic. Now, on a more personal note.
Yes, on a personal note? Oh, geez. Well, personally, I would like eventually in the next couple of years to get back to doing some of my own work as a journalist.
Right.
For a little bit.
Right.
And of course, I have two children. I have two adult sons, and I want to see them happy
and
healthy.
One whose favorite song was Fight the Power.
That's right. That's right.
Which was thrust upon him by you.
It was the only thing that would comfort him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And he's kind of turned out the way you can imagine that a guy who at the, 2 weeks.
Now, if people who are listening to this don't really understand what we're talking about,
yeah.
you have to go to Catskill Cabin Conversation and find Lynn's first recording and listen to that show.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's what you do. And while you're there, you can pledge.
That's right.
Pledge.
Yep. Well, and I would say also you can look for all of the Catskill Cabin Conversations.
Yep.
On that that are part of that show page, so you can hear what you guys have been up to for how many years now?
Oh, no. 2016?
No, 2013 was the first show. December 2013. So you're talking four and a half years or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the first guest was?
Chris Hack.
Chris Hack. I was the manager of the bar in
Spinning Room
right. in Tannersville.
When you go to look for Catskill Cabin Conversations, though, you can also hit the donate button.
Yes. You can donate and you can decide to become a sustaining monthly supporter. One of 250 this month, one of mm-hmm. 500 overall at least.
We hope, long term.
And what is a sustaining supporter? Someone who pledges to give, say, £10 or pounds?
Oh.
Dollars.
Dollars.
Well, no, if it was pounds, it's actually more in
more.
Dollars. Yeah.
Yeah.
So 6, 9, 10, 15 dollars a month in order to help sustain the station. Anything you can give really helps us. You can give one-off donations,
exactly.
which still would be great.
Yeah.
However, we're looking for sustaining monthly supporters. How do you do that? Give us a call. Give us a call. 518-697-7400. Keep this brilliant radio station flying through the airs. Mike.
Andy.
Can you answer your own question?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what my question was.
About the future.
About the future. What am I looking forward to? I think I get excited about science and discovery. I like following Elon Musk and SpaceX and Tesla and
SpaceX.
SpaceX, oh, sir, going to the Mars and that I'm excited for humanity in terms of those things and what that might lead to and the implications and. You know, those are the kind of things that make me think, you know, humanity is going to be okay. Because those things are really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, building an electric car company and a private rocket company, I'd say 15 years ago, the vast majority of people would have said, it's just not going to happen. There are too many challenges to overcome. It's impossible. And here we are. We're well along the way. So that's what I would say in terms of like humanity. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Right. I would like to see humanity come together and live in peaceful times. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah.
I can't stand it when I turn on the television or any media source and the news is all bad news. Palestinians being murdered, people being murdered in you know, the West Bank and all over the world, people dying, people claiming, like boasting that, you know, they killed X amount of people in, you know, in an act of terrorism. I just love us all to come together and live in a peaceful land, and the land being Earth, you know.
I think we're getting there. You know, I saw once, I think maybe it was in a TED Talk, statistically, the 20th century was the least violent century in history.
I think one of the reasons why people maybe perceive that to not be the case is that we are continually striving forward with various forms of media.
Right.
So to find all this information is very, very easy.
Mm.
Whereas a century ago, in order to know about something, you'd have to buy a paper, newspaper. And you wouldn't hear about the story of somebody being stabbed in a city 3,000 miles away, or, you know, 10 people being killed in Cairo. Or, you know, you wouldn't hear about any of that because it's not in the newspaper.
Not as much, yeah. So, but legitimately, it's supposed to, even with all the violence that happened in the 20th century, statistically, least violent. So we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. I mean, I do agree. I do agree with that.
And that's something to be really hopeful about.
Yeah.
You know, and despite the, you know, our access to social media and to the news and sensational news and how it gets hyped up and the clickbait, things are getting better. And if we can cling to that, I think it can make all the difference. Sometimes just our mindset.
Well, right now we're clinging to the hope that 250 people can become sustaining donators to our supporters to WGXE 90.7 FM. Please give us a call, 518-697-7400, or go online, wgxe.org/donate, or you can come in or mail information to us, checks or whatever, wrappers from pizzas to prove that you never had one.
Oh yeah, we've had people bring in their change.
Yeah,
their bag.
Change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. A changes are coming. Come to WGXE, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York 12405. Or you can come to the Hudson Studio.
Yes.
Which is WGXE Hudson Studio, 369 Warren Street, 4th Side. 4th Street, Hudson, New York, 12534. If you don't really need to look for the address of that one, just look for the giant banner outside the church on Warren Street, and we're doing the side.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Be careful because it's a one-way.
That's a one-way, yeah.
That's right. 4th Street is one-way going towards Warren. But yeah, and we're our sign is right outside of the door.
Yeah, so you can't miss it.
Yeah.
Well, you could if you've got... site problems, but technically you can't miss it.
Well, yeah, and we love to have visitors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, yeah,
with donuts.
Well, or without donuts.
Yeah,
it's really, yeah, it's.
Is there an actual donut place anywhere around here?
Do we actually? No, you know what? I don't think here in Hudson, we've got a donut shop out in Greenport. But there are a couple of good places over in Greene County.
Oh my heavens, are there? Yeah. I was just there.
Which one?
I had one on the way. Can I say it?
Yeah.
I was at Dalton's Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Cairo, New York. Good heaven above, they make an unbelievable donut.
Actually, Dalton's Donuts, the man who, well, for I don't know if it's degrees of separation, but the man who runs or did run what Dalton's Donuts was one of our guests on Catskill Cabin Conversations.
Well, and we actually did a remote broadcast from there.
Oh, no kidding.
During a pledge drive.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony Fallon was there, Tom Rowe. That was a great morning. That was a lot of fun.
I bet they ate donuts after donut.
Oh, my
after
heavens.
Donut.
They've got, oh, yeah.
So what did you have?
I had a pumpkin donut.
Oh, for the season.
Yeah.
For the season. People, you know, and I usually don't really get into the pumpkin. In autumn nowadays, pumpkin is everywhere. It's in coffee. It's in shoe fragrance or something. I don't know. It's everywhere.
But hold on, wait a minute. Shoe fragrance. What's that?
I don't know. It's not a thing. But it's just like how preposterous pumpkin has gotten in 2018. 2018, we figured out space flight, electric cars, pumpkin and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, but, you're right.
But so I had a pumpkin donut, and it was awesome. And they've got apple fritters.
Pumpkin toilet paper?
That's one thing they haven't yet haven't breached.
Right, so I'm going to ask a question now, all right?
All right.
So, and I'm going to direct it firstly to you, Lynn, right? So the question is this. Can you remember one person from kindergarten in your class, and what do you actually remember him or her for?
Well, I didn't go to kindergarten.
Right.
I went to first grade. So
right. Well, then
first grade.
Right.
I do remember. I remember
the person's name and what you know them for.
Yeah, Michelle Buzowski.
Are you outing this person?
No.
No.
But she became my good friend in grade school.
Right.
I don't have any idea where she is today.
Right.
But I do remember her mm-hmm. very well.
And what about you, mate?
I remember quite a few kids from kindergarten, but the first memory that pops into mind is my buddy Bill. I haven't talked to him in quite a long time. But I remember one day, we were eating lunch. We were going to have lunch in our classroom, which was weird. We always ate in the cafeteria, but this one day we were eating in the classroom. And, you know, a half hour maybe before we were going to lunch, Bill goes to the teacher and says, "I don't feel good." And in my mind, I'm like, warning. She says, "You're hungry. Eat something and you'll be fine. We're going to go to lunch soon." He's like, "Okay."
Uh-oh.
And he says it one more time to her before we go. And we get into the line, and we go to the lunchroom, and we go through, and everyone gets their food. And I think he says it to her while we're in the line there. And we get our food, and we bring it back to the room, and everybody's eating.
Oh, no.
And he says, I don't feel good. Can I go to the bathroom? And she says, "Sure." And Bill got up, and he made it to the door.
Oh, no.
Poor
guy.
Six, seven-year-old Mike Porter was like, "Okay, I saw this coming."
Yeah.
Why
literally
is this a thing
or figuratively?
Right. Both. And poor Bill, but that's one of those.
So can you? What was it?
What?
What happened?
Oh, he puked his brains out.
Oh, he puked?
Yeah, it was like.
I thought
like
when he
projectile.
Wow.
Oh, so
everywhere.
Gross. And that was one of the horrible things about elementary school and being a kid is people just don't really have control of all their functions yet, and you know, kids are susceptible. They're ever germy and getting sick. If you ever watch a line of kids, like in a school, little kids, mm-hmm. they're totally neurologically out of control. Mm-hmm. So they'll be walking along, and they're have these gigantic candy apple heads, and they're bobbling, looking all over the place. And the line stops, and three of them run into each other.
Right,
and it's just and there are germs everywhere. Yeah, kids.
There was one kid in my class. I always remember. Thomas, his name was. He's called Tam. I can't remember his last name. But there was this pop star at the time. I think his name was Gary Glitter. And he had a song called "I Love You Love." I love you. Kind of a seductive type song. And Tam, at 5 years old, could impersonate what we thought was immaculately.
Oh, wow.
This pop star. So people would ask him at will, "Do Gary Glitter?" And he'd be like, and he would become completely serious. "I love you," gyrating his hips and all that. I always remember that. It was
Where
funny.
Is he today?
I don't know, jail or something. I don't know. I know Gary Glitter's in jail, I always remember that. Tam, forget his last name.
Yeah, it's so many memories from that time in your life when, as an adult, you have that perspective, and it's so painful when you think back to, you know, that whole negotiation that goes on mm-hmm. in first, second grade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's bad. I don't want to go back.
No, it's so true, right? High school was worse.
Yep, would not want to go back.
Now, one other question I wanted to ask was, what's one lovely memory you have from childhood? One lovely memory from childhood.
I had a lot of good memories. That's a really tough one. When you say lovely, it brings like a feeling, one
memory that stands above all of something that used to happen to you, and it was like a treat or whatever in your memory in your childhood.
Jeez, oddly, the first weird thing that pops into my head, which kind of goes with being sick, when I was a little kid and I'd get sick, this one time in particular, I was like on death's door, you know, that night I was dying, and then I died, and then I was dead, sort of like sick, you know, it was like a 6-year-old. And I remember my mom sitting there on the bed with me, rubbing my back. And somehow that made me feel so much better.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was about that, but it was just like this therapeutic thing. And then eventually, you know, I was so sick and just giving up and crying and falling asleep. And somehow I survived. I don't know how. But sometimes she would rub my back and it would make me feel better.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. That's what moms do.
Well, one thing that I remember is like on a weekend, my dad would go to the pub, and that's not the thing. Oh, dad's away, yeah. No, it was, he would, not every weekend, but most weekends he would bring back, on his way back from the bar, he would stop in at the fish and chip shop and get a fish supper, right? And we would all be at home anticipating him coming back
with a fish supper, yeah. Right?
And we would all get, And it was wrapped up in old newspaper, so the salt and the vinegar and the heat of the food wrapped in that, it would be a unique smell of like hot ink from the paper and stuff.
Would
like that
get in the food?
No. It's wrapped up in a paper, and then that's the outer casing, the newspaper. Yeah. So my mum and dad would like tear off bits of paper and give us all. A piece of fish and some chips, you know. So it was one of those
great
things, you know, at night, maybe 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, yeah. We were sitting there and we're waiting on it, and we would get a bit, and then we'd get a cup of tea and then marched off to bed, you know. But the actual waiting on it, I don't know what was better, the waiting on it or actually getting it, you know.
Yeah.
But by the time my dad came in and we knew the fish supper, we were all salivating, you know. We're all like, oh, I can't wait in this, you know.
What kind of tea would you get before bed?
A cup of tea, usually just black tea with some milk in it at a time, you know, a bit of sugar. So, yeah, then off to bed, you know, slept soundly in a full belly.
Yeah, really, really. I think for me, yeah, it makes you hungry. I think for me, I don't have a specific memory, but I remember summers being such a wonderful feeling, like, it's so different when you're a kid because there aren't any time limitations. So
you're off school, maybe?
You're off school, you leave in the morning, you go outside, and you're outside doing whatever it is you're doing, whether it would be, you know, going over to our friend's house or just hanging out with friends and being up in the woods and...
not a care in the world.
Nah, I know, yeah. And it's just limitless time, it felt like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are in the middle of the WGXC Pullover Pledge Drive with a goal of $25,000, but really, we're looking to sign up folks to be sustaining members, and that's 250 people?
Exactly.
You can pledge by phone at 518-697-7400. You can mail a check payable to WGXC, it's not courtesy of, care of Wave Farm, 5562 Route 23 Acra, New York, 12405. Any little bit would help. A one-time donation, a monthly sustaining donation of any size to keep community radio at WGXC going.
Yeah, and if you're a millionaire listening to this show, come on, get your finger out.
I have another bit of trivia.
You do?
For you two. We're talking about pulling over. It can be a sweater. It can be a car. It can also be a trick, which made me think of this clue that I saw recently. This was a question on a nightly game show. And the question is, Ulysses and Menelaus were among those who emerged from the womb of this, called tall as a mountain, ribbed with pine. Ulysses and Menelaus were among those who emerged from the womb of this, called tall as a mountain, ribbed with pine.
The womb of this?
Yes.
Womb.
The womb of this.
Yeah.
Womb with a view?
That's good. That's good. I'll go with that, Alex.
Womb with a view?
No. Is this something to do with astronomy?
No. They throw you with the womb part of it.
I don't know. Can you give us a clue?
Yeah, give us a clue.
Ulysses and Menelaus, or yeah. Odysseus and Menelaus,
yeah,
were Greek kings in the Iliad and right. The Odyssey.
Yeah, that part I knew, but I can't figure out.
Right, give us a question again then.
Yeah.
Ulysses and Menelaus were among those who emerged from the womb of this, called tall as a mountain, ribbed with pine.
So is this a book then?
And remember, this is based on pulling one over. Very tricky.
Come on, Lynn. Do you think any of the... I wonder if any of the listeners right now have, like, I know it. It's this.
And they're going to be calling. So if they call, they should call 518-697-7400.
And will you give us the right answer, donate some money as well.
Yep.
Thank you. I really don't have a clue, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it's part of the whole... It's not... It's not the Trojan horse, is it?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah!
It is,
well done, Lynn!
The Trojan horse.
Well done!
Very good. Tall as a mountain, ribbed with pine.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
ah,
sure. Yeah,
I knew you were saying that. The wooden horse of Troy. Ah.
Yep. Very tricky.
That is tricky.
That is a tricky question.
The Greeks pulled one over on the Trojans.
They did. Well done, truly. Mike. That was a very good question. Very good answer. Yeah. Well done, Lynn. You sage.
And a great couple books there. If you can get a hold of the Iliad and the Odyssey, just amazing literature.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What is the last book you read, or what is the book you're currently reading?
Ooh.
The last book I read was called Deception Point by Dan Brown, and it was one of his earlier novels, I believe. It's a mystery thriller thing.
I'm just starting, and I can't, the title escapes me right now. It's nonfiction. It's all about the connection between Trump and Russia.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah, one of those many.
Lots of books out. Bob Woodward.
Yeah, I have his book. Yeah, that's next.
I'm just, say, 6/8 of the way through a book called Rather Outspoken by Dan Rather.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Rather.
So.
News and Guts.
Yes.
Very interesting, insightful book. So whoever wants it after me can have it.
Ooh, me. I was also reading, I'm caught up, I haven't finished Team of Rivals, which is about Abraham Lincoln, and
yes,
it's phenomenal.
That's a great book.
And also In the Garden of Beasts by Eric Larson. Who also did Devil in the White City. Anything Eric Larson is outstanding.
That's the one about the family in Germany?
Yes. Yes.
Before the start of the war?
What an incredible experience, and a lot of lessons to learn there from their experience.
Still need to read that book that you took with you in your Catskill Cabin getaway. The one about the guy who joined or was part of the IRA.
Yes.
Forget the name of it.
Yeah, that was that. Oh, yeah, I was just looking at one of his newer books the other day. Oh,
and his name escapes you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that I'm going to be doing something about the pledge drive, and it's going to come to you, and it's going to shout
it
out.
It will come to
you. So just shout it out, right? Yeah. Just shout it out, right? So, at the risk of having a name thrown at me, I'm going to announce the pledge drive. We are here, rather than having a guest, well, we do have a guest, it's Lynn, but a new guest on Catskill Cabin Conversations this month. We are plugging the Pullover Pledge Drive with a goal of raising $25,000 and or 250 new sustaining supporters, with the overall goal of having 500 sustaining supporters.
Eventually, yeah.
So we need you to give us a call, 518-697-7400, or you can catch us online, wgxe.org/donate. Or you can come to the studio, or you can mail in some information, a check maybe, to our Hudson studio, 369 Warren Street, Hudson, New York, 12534.
Well,
just look for the massive sign outside the church.
Yeah, if people want to drop them off, they should bring it to the church. Anybody who wants to mail should mail directly to Wave Farm.
Yeah, so Wave Farm is WGXE, care of Wave Farm, 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405. Again, pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. Mike.
Andy.
Next trivia question.
It's not a trivia question, but I was wondering, what do you guys enjoy most about autumn in upstate New York?
Now, the natural answer is the colors.
Yes.
Right? I'll be honest with you. I sometimes feel a bit melancholic at this time of year, because it's almost like the death of the summer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after a short period of time, I do anticipate this Christmas.
Mm.
So it's only a short period of that autumnal blues feeling. There's something more around the corner, which is the holidays. What do you enjoy then? I think I enjoy finally getting a good night's sleep. We know being overly warm in bed, I'm being honest.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this summer. Good heavens.
Because I hate being in bed and my feet being warm. I put my feet outside the bed, then they get cold, I need to put them back in again. 5 minutes later, they're overly warm again. And, you know, it's annoying.
Yeah. I do like
I love being cold. I love the room being really cold and snuggling up in bed.
Right.
It makes it hard to get out of bed.
It does, but least when you're there, it's really enjoyable.
Yeah, I think the part about fall that is sort of depressing is the loss of light, the shorter days as the days, because you can feel them getting shorter.
Yep.
And that idea that, you know, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's already almost dark.
And daylight savings time.
And you know,
sorry, Lynn, I read an article or something that said, like, actually, a survey showed that a majority of people don't really care about daylight savings. I want to know who either doesn't care or enjoys spring ahead and fall behind, because I find it to be this huge and unnecessary inconvenience.
Well, see, I think the one that hits us the hardest is the fall back, because it's like
spring forward is bad for me, because then I have to get up an hour earlier.
I feel that what I like about the spring forward is, you know, it's like getting dark about, say, 6 o'clock, and then all of a sudden it's 7 o'clock. It doesn't get dark until.
Yes.
And it's like, wow, the summer's here.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay. But if we didn't fall behind to begin with, then that's just how it would be.
That's right. Well, there are a few states where they don't change the clocks. And I know the Amish never change their clocks. I think, isn't it in Arizona?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe we could take a hint from them. And speaking of the Amish and things that we enjoy about autumn in upstate New York, my thing is apple cider.
Oh.
And good unpasteurized but maybe ultraviolet treated, no preservatives apple cider.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
The real deal.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, stuff you get sometimes from the store with preservatives in it, it's just ugh. But I've gotten some great gallons of apple cider from some local places and from the Amish so far this season.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
No, you ask what I like the most. It is the apple picking season.
Yeah.
just that whole process, and that helps ease.
What's your favorite apple?
Well, I do like... I am sort of a basic Granny Smith.
Mm-hmm. Is that the green one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them.
I like them tart.
Honey Crisp are good.
Yours is the Honey Crisp.
Yeah.
Mine's is a Macintosh.
Oh,
that's the classic.
Yeah.
I love them.
Classic apple.
Kind of soft, tasty.
And pears, too, which
this kind of leads slightly into my final question.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last pudding that you had, and did you enjoy it?
Now, by pudding, do you mean... like a bread pudding or a dessert or...
Well, sorry. The last dessert that you had, and did you enjoy it?
The last dessert that I had that I can think of that was a real, like, official thing, we were at a restaurant with my wife and my mother and father-in-law celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday.
35.
Oh, boy.
Youngster.
And we got a root beer float cake at a place up in Little Falls, and it was excellent.
That's
dead. Yeah.
It had the sort of like, the cake itself, I think, almost had kind of like a creamy root beer kind of flavor, and then they drizzled over this root beer kind of sauce on it, and it was very good. It was good.
Lynn.
I'm not much of a dessert person, but I did have ice cream last night that was quite good.
What kind of ice cream did you have?
Ben and Jerry's.
What flavor?
The cookie core. Yeah.
That's my wife's favorite.
Is it really?
And did you love it?
I loved it. It was perfect.
Did you? You're maybe sitting watching TV and you've had your dinner or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then you're sitting there and like a program that you want to watch is coming on. And you've got like 3 minutes before it comes on. You're like, it's as if it's just like a goldfish moment. It's like, oh, I've got ice cream. Yeah. I'm going to go and get some ice cream. And then it's almost like and you know, that's when it's at its best.
Yeah.
That's funny when you're talking about memories from childhood. That was my parents always liked to give us ice cream as a special treat, you know, when we watched TV.
Right.
You know, that was a scoop or two of ice cream.
Yeah. Well, I'm no long back from Indiana because I went to visit my girlfriend Julia's family and to find out where she grew up and where we were there, there was this Indiana famous persimmon festival, this fruit called persimmons.
Right.
And I had Julia's mum made the loveliest persimmon pudding.
Ooh.
And it tasted fantastic with a nice bit of cream on the top of it. And it was lovely. It really was
very nice.
Really, really nice. Yeah. So that's the last official pudding I had.
That's a pretty good one.
But I do have ice cream in the fridge, or the freezer.
Yeah, you remind me. Last night I made a chocolate malt milkshake out of Whoppers. That was pretty good.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe not as good as the and fancy as the root beer cake, but still pretty good.
I had a little bit of ice cream last night as well.
Yeah.
Stargazer from Stewart's. And it bits of Mars bar in it.
Oh, really?
Was it Milky Way? Milky Way.
Yeah.
So, it was nice.
Sounds good.
WGXC remains committed to providing community access to the airwaves and serving as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. And listener contributions are an essential part of this lean operation.
They are.
And
amen.
In this pull over pledge drive, we hope that you pull over, literally or figuratively, and consider WGXC as an asset to your own quality of life and of the importance to the communities we strive to serve. And you can donate at wgxc.org/donate. You can pledge by phone at 518-697-7400 or mail a check payable to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, 5562 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And keep shows like Catskill Cabin Conversations going.
Hear, hear. Lynn, thank you very much for agreeing to come on to this madness.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for donating to this very proud radio station.
I'm Lynn Sloniker, and you've been listening to Catskill Cabin Conversations on WGXC Acre 90.7 FM during the Pullover Pledge Drive. Special thanks to George, Gordon, and Billy from Band White for the theme music, and to everyone at WGXC. Thanks.